I'm Abby Strauss, and welcome to The Expert Speak, a service of the Florida Psychiatric Society.
Ed Holman is a member of the Florida State Legislature. His district is District Number 60, and that's in the Tampa Bay area. But he's also an orthopedic surgeon, and recently he's become very involved in a matter known as mental health parity. Dr. Holman, thank you so much for joining us. Could you tell us a little bit about what mental health parity is?
Okay, well, it is in reference to the way mental illnesses are covered by the insurance companies. Is that many years ago, when we had indemnity-type insurance, mental illnesses were covered as heart disease, other kind of illnesses. And then when we started getting away into HMOs and more restrictive managed care plans, mental illness assumed a different category, in that the benefits for mental diseases were usually less and more restrictive, which was a little odd. And the diseases of the brain, like brain tumors, Parkinson's, epilepsy, were still considered physical illnesses of the brain, but mental illnesses of the brain, which years ago really weren't understood, were in a different category. Now that we know more about mental illness, and it's by and large a chemical imbalance between two particular chemicals in the brain, norepinephrine and serotonin, we never broke away from the fact that mental illnesses are in a different category, and they have more restrictive benefit options.
It's almost like there's an insurance punishment against being or having a mental illness.
Exactly. And so the insurance companies thought that if they covered that it would be very hard to cover financially. And so they put these limits on how many visits you could have or the different days you could be in the hospital. But what we found is, with the improvements we've had in psychiatric care, particularly with understanding how these illnesses work and how we best treat them with different medications, that for the investment in treating people with mental illness, they take better care of their general medical care, and so it actually is a wash as far as the cost of treating mental illness. So it's sort of like treating hypertension. The cost of the medicine is certainly a lot cheaper than treating the strokes and the heart attacks if you don't treat the hypertension. So when you treat the mental illnesses, you make up for it in the fact that their other medical conditions are better controlled.
I think people are surprised also to learn that even Medicare has a psychiatric penalty. It pays less than it does for general medical procedures.
Right. And some of it is, it's able to be perpetuated. And the people that have these diseases don't like to talk about them. It's sort of like in-the-closet kind of problems. If you break a leg, well, you fell off a ladder and you broke a leg. But if you are depressed, it's sort of swept under the rug. I mean, people don't like to talk about it themselves. They sort of don't want to admit that maybe something's wrong or they're taking some medication for it. And people in their families don't want to talk about it. So it's a category of diseases that are sort of hidden. And we need to change that.
I get the feeling, sir, that the insurance companies are afraid that if they open the door to this, it will be an endless drain on their assets, endless claims. It will go on forever.
Well, that is their fear, but that hasn't happened in the states that have passed laws that we're trying to pass here in Florida. And we have reports from the most recent states that have done this, from Maine, from New Hampshire, from Rhode Island, that show that the increased cost is just pennies, and the benefits are so much greater than what the costs were. And there are unmeasurable benefits that don't even show up in the premium, in the fact that the people have much more productivity available to them. They miss work less. There's less absenteeism. And then there's a new word that's come out called presenteeism, which is people that are well enough to go to work, but they sit in front of the computer and don't do anything.
It's a good term.
So the presenteeism is a big problem. It's very difficult for the company to even discipline or do anything to these patients, because they're at work, but they're not productive. And so when you treat people that have this problem for their mental illness, the productivity goes up. So it's a huge plus to the company's bottom line. It's not even measured with the insurance cost.
You have recently introduced legislation before Florida legislatures to go for mental health parity. What's the status on that bill? Is it going? Are you having problems? A little bit of an update would be greatly appreciated.
Okay. Well, there's 46 states have passed parity legislation. 26 of them have passed laws that are just like the one we have here in Florida, which is what we call full parity. In other words, there's no discrimination against mental illness, no restrictions at all. And last year, in trying to get this bill passed, I ended up with 95 co-sponsors in the House out of 120 members. So we had the votes on the floor if we could just get the bill to the floor. Well, in the committees, it was assigned to two different committees in the House, two in the Senate, and it passed all the committees with unanimous votes, and then was not ever pulled up to be heard on the floor. Despite my pleading and cajoling and trying to get the leadership to hear the bill, because obviously the majority of the members were in favor of the bill.
So what's the problem?
Well, there are powerful interest groups against the bill, mainly the insurance companies, who have not taken the time to investigate exactly what happens. This is not a bad business decision. This is actually a good business decision for the companies that they represent. The facts are out there. You know, the research has been done. The data is in. But some people just have this preconceived notion, and it doesn't matter. The data doesn't matter.
And it would also seem that it would spill over into other areas as well. We have a large number of people in the jails in Florida who have mental health issues.
No kidding. The Supreme Court had a judicial review commission, and Judge Leifman down in Miami headed up that. And their numbers were something like 50% of our incarcerated people have mental health problems. That basically, when we got away from the mental health hospitals of years ago with the idea that we're going to put them back in the community and we'll treat them with outpatient clinics, that sort of thing, when the clinics never got developed, so that the people that are homeless, that are criminals, we've replaced our mental health hospitals with new institutions. We now call them jails. And the big report came out from the Judicial Commission and said, you know, if we just treat these people, maybe we'd save money because we wouldn't have to incarcerate them.
And parity would help do that because people would get
exactly.
treatment.
I mean, so it's all tied up. It's just people have sort of swept it under the rug. It hasn't been a big public push, say, like for breast cancer, where you have these three-day, 60-mile walks and huge, you know, breast cancer is just a huge positive political push from the women that the mental illness has never received, but basically people don't want to talk about it. And so it's hard to get the message out when the people that are most severely affected by it, which are the patients that have the problem, are not real good advocates for it.
You know, the World Health Organization suggested in the next couple of years depression will be either the number two or the number three, largest burden on the healthcare systems. And so from your perspective as a physician and as a representative, what could the average citizen of Florida do? How do we get this going? So many people agree that it's necessary, but it gets stuck. What do we do?
Well, I think the best thing is just education. In other words, the numbers, it's around 20% of the population at one time during their life have some problems with depression or other psychiatric illness. I'm not saying they have it their entire life, but at some point in life, they're depressed. Not just a little situational depression where somebody dies and you feel sort of blue for a day or two. I'm talking about, you know, it is affecting your work. And so that's a pretty big number. And just about, the 95 representatives that I got to co-sponsor the bill, they all have somebody that either works for them or somebody in their family. You don't have to look very far if 20% of the population one time in their life has the problem to have somebody around you that has the problem. So if the people will just start talking about this thing and realize that it's a big problem,
And a fixable one in many cases.
And a fixable one.
Absolutely.
You know, we're as good at treating depression as we are at treating, like, diabetes. In fact, we're better than treating diabetes. We haven't figured out a way to get people to be more healthy with their respect to their blood sugar.
That's so true, isn't it?
You know? It's just a, sort of a shame. If we can get past the insurance companies, there's two major opponents, the insurance companies and then the Florida Chamber of Commerce, who the insurance companies are members of course, that are affecting this.
So the Florida Chamber of Commerce would have, I find this interesting, they would even be in a position to opine on health care policy. It's interesting.
Oh, yes. Because the insurance companies have their members convinced that if this bill passes, that their costs are going to go up, and so they won't be able to afford the insurance, despite the fact that I've given them all the data from every other state that says that's not so.
So every bit of objective data is contrary to the way these folks are positioning themselves.
Exactly.
I hear your frustrations.
I'm frustrated.
Yeah. So your bill now, sir, is going through the process.
No, it's not.
Oh, it's not.
It hasn't. I filed the bill last June, and it's been on the Health Care Council's desk since then. He has not assigned it to a single committee yet.
Okay, so that's the next step.
Right.
And can, I guess I have two questions, and it's never good to ask two questions concurrently, but number one, where could people get a copy of your bill to take a look at it and see exactly what you're suggesting be done? And number two, what can they do to expedite things here?
Okay, well, you can go to myflorida.com.
Okay.
And then click on government, and then click on legislature, and then click on House, and then click on Bills, and it's Bill HB 19.
Okay.
And that'll print out a copy of the bill. And then, if they are favorable to this bill, then they can, I don't want the unfavorable ones to do anything, but if they're favorable to the bill, if they could send an email to the Speaker of the House, and to Representative Aaron Bean,
okay,
who is the chairman of the Health Care Council.
And this will get the process at least brought, some light put to the process of what needs to be done here.
That's right.
Okay. I concur with you entirely. I will tell you that as a psychiatrist, I have seen these issues many times and the struggles we've had with people who really do benefit from proper mental health care, and of course the financial aspects of it, the insurance coverage is quite often a hurdle. And we applaud your work very much, sir, for what you're doing, and thank you for your real concern, your real energy, your real commitment to helping the Floridians who do have mental health issues. And if we can be of any help, or if folks have any further questions, I'm sure that they can call your office in Tallahassee and you'll direct them. I'm now volunteering your secretaries.
Sure.
But we have to do this, and it's so important. Florida is shamefully behind. Florida is 48th in the nation in terms of how it takes care of its mentally ill, and it's time to make it better.
Well, absolutely. In the we can do this. I mean, the good mental health care it makes good sense for everybody. It's for the company they work for the family that has someone that suffers from this problem, and most certainly the patient, the individual that has the problem. It's a win for everybody, and all we need to do now is just to convince the insurance companies, look at the data, and it's not a cost to you. It will not be a cost to the company that provides the services, and everybody will be better.
And that's where we have to go, and people should study it, and that's the process of our government, and we thank you very much for being in our government, also being for a physician, and we wish you a good day, and hopefully we can talk when this passes and celebrate.
That would be great.
Thank you very much. Have a good day, sir.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.